Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic. Welcome, everybody. The program where you can make up your own subject, create your own thoughts, as long as you keep it clean. And we're hoping to get the phones open. Welcome to our program. And I heard just before I went on the air, I checked the news. I heard that the FDA is approving another vaccine from people 6 to 16, I believe it is, to include the kindergarten children. Now, we all know that the FDA has approved many drugs, some of whom have even killed people. So my question is, if they give the person the vaccine, right, and what if that person's immune system is very low and no good?
Well, that's not a good state of affairs.
How is that going to benefit that individual if the immune system is at the lowest level?
Mm-hmm.
See? That's what bothers me. First, you should build up the immune system.
Right.
You know, with certain foods and herbs and all that, and doctors who know how to do that. See? Then you give a vaccine. But if you shove a vaccine at somebody, not knowing what their immune system is, that could be trouble.
Yeah.
You see, because the vaccine is supposed to have properties in it to simulate the disease, right?
And the immune system.
Now, you give someone a vaccine and their immune system is very low, and now you put these germs into them, or virus, whatever, you know, happens to be. You're taking one hell of a chance that body is going to be able to fight that vaccine off.
That's true. They try to mimic,
you know, the immune system being very low. What?
They try to mimic what the disease is like by giving them a messenger RNA vaccine. But it's not really, from what I heard, it's not really the actual virus itself. It's something that mimics the enzymes of the virus on the outside. So it actually, you know, the enzymes or whatever it's attaching to, this other cell wall of the virus, really, or before even getting exposed to the virus, it's making the person feel as if they're exposed, you know, to the virus. Hello?
Yeah, but you still should make sure that person has a very, very high immune system.
I agree
now,
with that. Always.
How many people that they don't know are going to be allergic to this vaccine?
Yeah.
You know?
I think I got my blood clot, not blood clots, I think I got swelling in my legs, which I've never had in my life that much before, from the vaccine, because right after I took it.
Oh, yeah, you had a reaction.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
To the vaccine. So
yeah.
This is the problem. So what I'm trying to say is make sure that your child has a very, very strong immune system. You know, and you can Google that, you can get information on that. You can go to certain doctors. To mention a couple, Dr. Liu, Dr. Nan Liu in New York City, Dr. Calipi, who's another guy, Gary Knoll, would certainly have information on that. And these people, if you go to them, they may advise you not to give your child this vaccine.
Yeah.
I would listen to them. You know, they may tell you we have a better idea and recommend different herbs or a combination or whatever it may be. There's a doctor out here, Dr. Danielle, who has the Wellness Center, and she has a kit that you can buy, and it builds the immune system and it prevents viruses. So if I had to have a choice between a kit and a vaccine, I'll tell you right now, I'm taking the kit.
That's true.
So there
Didn't
it is.
Didn't you think
this,
you had
this,
it?
All this has to be considered, you know. The FDA doesn't look at this.
Well,
they don't look
something.
At all this stuff I just said. Are they going to look at
don't.
The, you know, and show parents how to make sure the child's immune system is very high and all that?
They'd be suspicious if I know them.
They're not going to do that.
Mm-mm.
They're just going to shove the vaccine at you. So there you have it, world. You know, everybody should thoroughly check this out and make sure your child has a very, very high immune system. All right, Inner Sight open mic. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about whatever you want. You can pick your own subject tonight on the open mic. Brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue, a little bear. The Akita, Palm River, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady out there. Tom's River. And once again, whenever I think of the Akita, I can't help thinking how valuable the Akita could be, the right ones, of course, you gotta get the right dog, to protect children in the schools.
Yeah,
to have a trained Akita at the door, trained to detect firearms with an officer, and have a metal detector right inside the door. That's our idea, you know, how to protect the schools and the safety of the children. I don't know of one politician who has made a move toward implementing that idea. Now, if there is anybody out there who has or they want to, please let us know. We'd be happy to do whatever we could to bring it about.
Yeah.
So the Akita is a great dog for that, and many, many other breeds are great dogs. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. .net. There's the email. Help save the Akita. Inner Sight reminds you. Hey, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Heard on the news today that the real estate market is way down. So,
well, yeah, nobody has money.
Might be a good time to buy a house. You'll probably get a good price.
It probably could.
Kennedy would know.
So he would.
Ask Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. Islip, New York. A great supporter and believer of Inner Sight. And we thank them for that. Hey, yeah. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and we now include all, especially those who perished in that horrible Texas shooting.
Of course. Right. Even in Brooklyn.
All the beautiful children and the adults, of course.
Go
an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminder. And, you know, going that extra mile, putting that dog at the door of the school with the trained guard and the metal inside the door, there's the extra mile right there.
That's right.
Do it.
Frank, we have people on the board.
Yeah, do it, politicians. Do something right for a change. Argue about damn gun control all you want, but protect the children at the same time.
I agree with that.
All right, inner sight. Let's see. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. I want to thank Silo for their donation and also their support of our up-and-coming news conference to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. And the more people I talk to, the more I know that it's the only way to give the millions of us freedom who have to live with the curse of nursing homes over our heads.
That's
because
right.
The government put it there.
Mm-hmm.
So September, our news conference, and we're trying to get as much support as we can. We have the support of the independent living out here in Suffolk County. Silo, 631-880-7929. You need any information on the disabled or legislation, what's going on, meetings, elections. You know, you can also get a good idea what candidates are more favorable toward the disabled. Silo has a tendency to seek out that information. So there you have it, 631-880-7929, Silo. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, you know, we forgot about the Able News last night, and we apologize for that, Angela.
Yep.
Can
you
rev up the Able News?
Yes, I did. Here it comes. Oh, come on.
All right.
Just went. 1 second. Here it comes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, inner sight. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. Call my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. The food is free. You know, you don't have to pay for it. And when he's able to do it, he has veterinarian services. Gary doesn't get paid for this. He works
mm-hmm.
at a regular job, and he volunteers his time to get food donated. So for the animals, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. All right, this is Inner Sight, open mic, where you can speak your mind and choose your subject, 213-816-1650. Ooh, we have callers on the line, I'm told.
Yep. Anthony from Brooklyn.
Oh, all right. Live on Inner Sight.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
How are you?
Good.
I'm okay. I've got to tell you something. I'm so fed up with hearing about this coronavirus vaccine BS, and at this point I see it as BS because they're telling us that this newest vaccine they have out now is as comparable to, you know, traditional vaccine as possible, but it could give you heart problems, and all these vaccines that they're coming out with can all give you heart problems that you didn't have before. And
yep.
It's, you know, like, you know, they're trying to encourage you to get it to the point where, you know, they want to make you feel so excited the same way you felt when you were a kid going to go get candy or a toy at the store with your parents. I mean, this is nothing to fool around with. I mean, we don't know what's in this crap. And, you know, I mean, I got the vaccine twice, and I got the booster and everything, and now they're saying, you know, that maybe it would be more effective if they put it directly up your nose, like droplets, and then I've heard them say, oh, we'll put it in your throat, and then I say to myself, wait a minute, there's only one other place you could put it, you know, and you know where I'm going with that. I mean, give me a break. Enough is enough. And it's like they seem to think it's a joke, and everybody, oh yeah, you know, let's you know, jump on board the bus with that, and you know, oh yeah, we should get this vaccine. It's great. It's like buying a new car. You know, it's more traditional. And then eventually, we all know that the immunity dies down. And how really vaccinated are you? It's the same, you know, crap as every other vaccine. So you take it, and then, you know, you don't know how you're going to feel when you get it, and then there's still people that have died as a result of it. Oh, you'll only have mild symptoms. Yeah.
And what about a couple of years from now after you take it, long term?
Yeah. We don't know because it hasn't been studied, because the people that they gave it to, they haven't, you know, taken it over the period of years, even though they claimed they studied. And we're all going to have myocarditis. And the thing that got me about this is they're getting everything. Yeah, and the thing is that they say, oh, you know, well, it's rare, this and that, this and that. Yeah, and then once you get it, they don't know what to tell you. And then here's the other thing. The most exciting part of this, you know, nonsense there is that once you take it, remember, half the doctors didn't want to see patients that had the coronavirus, and they had to pass a law that required doctors to see patients that, you know, had it, because they don't want to get it themselves, and they don't want to deal with taking care of these people, because they figure that these people are chronically sick, and, you know, once they got it, you don't know how long the immunity will last, so they claim, or how immune they'll be, and then once it goes down, they could get it again, or wind up with serious side effects or sicknesses and things like that. I've heard of people that once they get it, they're not able to return to work and resume normal lives. I mean, maybe that's because they just, you know, work in the public sector and don't want to be around people anymore. But, I mean, how excited should we really be over this bullshit anyway? I mean,
let me interrupt a minute. Let me explain to people. I used to be a medical masseur, so one of the things we studied was myocarditis. Okay, the heart is a muscle. You know, that's what makes your heart beat. It's muscle. You know, and myocarditis is an inflammation of that muscle. Now, if you get that, that's a very serious thing. You know, it can stop your heart. Or slow it up.
That's what happened.
You know, to the degree where you could have a trouble breathing and trouble with your lungs and so on and so forth. So
to clarify
what that is, people may not know what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, you could have a heart attack like the Billy Joel song goes. And, you know, we all get so excited trying to stay in perfect health and, you know, not having any health problems and taking this vaccine. And, you know, I hate to tell you, Frank, but we really don't know shit. And we never have any of these health problems that we're dealing with. But, you know, this is like one after another after another. And if you don't take it, it's like they're going to shun you and you're, you know, they're going to, like, you know, put you away from everybody. You'll never sit at a table and eat lunch or dinner with anybody again. You'll never be able to sit in office with your coworkers. You'll never have a life. You know, we just have to go and take vaccine after vaccine after vaccine. Oh, this is good. You don't have to worry. Once you take this, you'll be fine. No two, you know, we'll do it. That's the trick. No, remember when it was one and done and they told you that once you have it, you don't have to wear a mask, and now you do, and this mask is no good and that mask is no good. I mean, it's the same old bullshit. You know, you know, I mean, to a point, you know, I thought about it and I said to myself, maybe we should, maybe they're right, you know, maybe, you know, we shouldn't take the risk. We don't know what we're getting ourselves into. You know, they're making us feel like it's the end of the world if we don't, you know, the whole civilization will die. Well, Frank, I mean, if we all took this vaccine around the same time, if the, you know, immunity goes down, we're all going to die anyway. And Frank, I mean, not to sound like, you know, incompassionate or heartless or like an ass, but, you know, eventually we're all going to die regardless. So what's the difference if you know, what we die of? I mean,
I'm drinking dandelion tea right now. You know, you can buy it in the health store. Dandelion is a natural antibiotic. The plant, you can get the plant and you know, wash it off and saute it in garlic and eat.
That's
that
what I told
two three
delicious.
Two 3 days a week. It's a very potent natural antibiotic that protects you. So, you know, there's something right there. And get the tea, you know, and give your family that tea.
Oh,
yeah.
But the doctors won't encourage you to take that.
Of course
they
won't. They
don't make money.
No, they want the same old traditional medication that's going
to
get you sick and you're going to have 100 different types of organ failure till you die.
Yeah.
My,
now another thing I want to bring up. I was talking to somebody the other day who's a very reputable person. I'm not going to mention her name because we're going to have her on the show eventually. But she's a disabled attorney, very active in the disabled community, and she told me that the FDA is horrible when it comes to these medical devices. Devices that they're approving, you know, that these devices have not been tested properly. They're not made well, you know, and she's very concerned about this because a lot of disabled people go for these things or need them, supposedly.
Yeah.
So there's another subject.
Yeah. And they just want to go with anything. I'm so dying to know what medical devices they are. I can't wait until she's on the show to find out, you know, and then,
oh, yeah,
you
we're,
know,
we're
going to
do a big program on this, probably more than one.
I'm sorry, Suzanne, we can't hear you.
Okay, one second. One of them was for me, and he had a mesh put in, and what it did is it went through one of my organs and stayed in there. So it's wrapped around the organ. And part of it's inside, part of it's outside.
Yeah, that's terrible. You know how it goes, Suzanne. I mean, you take these medications that they swear by. You know, you get sick slowly and, you know, day by day you get worse and worse until, you know, you can't breathe anymore or can't move anymore or this or that. And, you know, if you don't take it, then you're not trying to help yourself. And, you know, it's a shame, and everybody shakes their head, and you should be ashamed of yourself, and you don't care about yourself, and you must have, you know, mental problems or psychological problems or emotional problems. And then you don't get enough hours of home care. Then they put you in a nursing home where you get neglected till you die. Or you'll have the issue that my uncle is having now. He had to pay hundreds of dollars that he didn't have on his, you know, to spend on his credit card because he needed IV in his arm to be given by a nurse, and he had a he has a liver and a kidney infection, and they said if you don't agree to pay for the nurse to come to your home and give you the IV because we can't allow you to travel home with the IV in your arm and, you know, trust you to safely inject yourself with the IV, then we'd have to put you in a nursing home, you know, for a week at least until you get all the IV medication in you that you need. Then
I'm up to that right now. They said something to me, oh, you're going home. Now, the antibiotic I have only exists in the hospital, and it's the only one I could take right now. And that's pretty dangerous because if that's the only one I could take, this is going to be a real, you know, nightmare for me, you know? Because then I have bacterial resistance. Yeah, I am.
Dr. Lou recommends the dandelion three days a week. Have some dandelion.
I would be so scared, Susan. What if that dandelion doesn't work?
Then you look for others. So a lot of
one thing you have a whole bunch of stuff you can do.
Yeah. You might need some pretty, you know, hardcore medication for that. I don't normally believe in that type of stuff, but since you desperately want to stay out of a nursing home. And I understand, and since we know that home health aides are not allowed to administer IV, you know, you have to be careful because they wouldn't even allow.
I have to be able to do it.
Yeah, but, I mean, they say that they would hook up the IV in your arm and then you just have to, you know, inject yourself with it. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I could trust that is safe, that you wouldn't, you know, injure one of your veins. And I know eventually the IV has to come out. If it's only a week, it's okay. But I know eventually, you know, yeah.
It's not
and
a
then
regular
if you have
IV.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Called a pick line or a central line. You get one that goes through your arm to your heart or through the other line, which is through your elbow to your heart.
I thought the PICC line was always for your neck.
No, I had a central line in my neck.
My mom is shaking her head. No. Yeah, I guess not.
Well, what's the big deal about getting a nurse to come to your house and give you this IV?
Because you have to pay the hundreds of dollars off your credit card for the nurse to visit
you. Medicare should pay for that. The Medicaid.
They don't. He doesn't have Medicaid. There's
an issue.
And they
there's
don't.
An issue
and,
right there. What the person has to do, and we'll help them, you know, make an issue out of it. Demand a hearing and let's publicize it. This person's life is being threatened. And
he's not
going to want to
do
for
that
help.
Because he's at his last stages of life anyway. So, you know, I mean, what he spends his money on doesn't make a difference. And he only paid, like, a down payment on one of the credit cards. He still has to give them the other credit card number when he goes home to pay the rest. Otherwise, you know, the hospital won't let you go
anything.
Home, and they would force you to go into a nursing home right there. You wouldn't even have time to fight it. You're going to be transported right from the hospital to, you know, into a waiting ambulance and into a nursing home because that's the rules.
No, you know what it is also? They make you do that, right? And then there's another step that you missed. They'll say, okay, this person is suicidal because they didn't want to do X, Y, and Z. You missed that one.
Yeah, they'll say that he has mental problems because he doesn't want to pay, you know, for his essential medication and things like that to preserve his life. I mean...
And then
they'll start thinking that he's...
It's just another way
not,
to get a person,
you know,
into a nursing home. That's
of
all
sound
it
mind,
is.
Exactly. So, in other words, Frank, you have to pay the ransom. Because if you don't, you're going in a nursing
right.
home.
I like that.
That's it.
Now,
you know?
See, let me tell you.
I like
that. If Inner Sight had the money to pay for this man, and with his permission, we would pay for it and we'd blast it all over the friggin' news.
I know.
The state should be paying for it.
But under these circumstances, he's just going to pay the ransom and comply with it, you know, peacefully, and live with it until he dies because he has congestive heart failure and he's eventually going to die. And they know that a lot of the people, and I'm not saying that they're taking advantage, but they're just telling you what the rules are. The social worker came in and told that
well,
a lot of people don't have
the strength.
I would put it on the
credit card and I wouldn't even pay the damn thing.
To fight for
once
you give them the credit card number, they run it immediately and they take it right off. You have no choice. And
don't put any money in there.
Yeah, but then the card will decline and then they, you know, it won't go through. And then what do you do? And then you
it
and
has
then
what
they
you
need.
Your last leg. I'm not paying for it. Actually,
but then they put you in a nursing home. I have no choice.
It's a horrible system, world. Not straight away. It is a horrible system.
Horrible system.
Not straight away.
They run right.
Yeah.
They ask him right there, what's your credit card number? What's this? What's that? And, you know,
if
you run it and
it.
You have to find some way for them, you know, to be paid. I don't know, in cash or check or whatever, but they'll verify that the check doesn't bounce and everything before they'll, you know, accept your case and agree to serve you. Yeah, it's just like paying for home care. That's the way.
Well, they don't
is.
Care about the person; they care about the money.
I
we
guess
all know
so.
That.
Yeah, their agency has to get paid.
That's what it comes down to.
You know, Frank. In the end, even hospice care in a home, in your home, I should say, is you know a business. They're making a business off of dying people. And, you know, because they're in desperate circumstances, if they don't get that care, then they have to go into a facility and die there. So it's your choice. You know, they don't care. And then they see that these people are dying, so their money is disposable. And, you know, you just throw it out the window. And once it's gone, who cares? Whatever they did for their, you know, final arrangements in life for burial, whatever, that's their business. All they care about is their agency gets paid. If it doesn't, then you go in a nursing home whether you like it or not, and that's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, with no law to protect you.
Yep.
That's right.
That's
well,
the way it's always been.
We have another person in our family, Chris.
All right, Inner Sight.
Can I mention it, Frank?
Okay. Yeah, good. I'm sorry.
She passed away. She passed away. And we said that she was kind of close to it. She went into hospice, out of the nursing home to hospice. To me, I would have wanted to go home with my family, but that's beside the point. She went home, you know, she went to hospice, and she died maybe about 30 minutes before my husband walked in to say hello to me today. And that was like around 12-ish, you know. So, I mean, it's so sad, really, really sad. To say that we can't keep people out of nursing homes enough so they
she
can die.
She take the vaccine, do you
homes.
Know?
She was in a nursing home, so she really, it was like they gave it to her. Yeah.
Yeah. See. Now, how do we know that vaccine didn't contribute to her death?
We don't know. You know how
I know
this vaccine. I don't think you will. But here's what I think this vaccine was made from: the coronavirus one. Remember the swine flu years ago? Well, I took that vaccine. I was in college at the time, and I had such a bad reaction to it, Frank. I never had a bad. It had the flu vaccine and the swine flu vaccine in the same vaccine. So when I took this vaccine, everybody's complaining their shoulder hurt, their arm hurt, this thing. I didn't feel anything for the two vaccines that I did take. But then I had after those two vaccines, I had a problem with my legs. And they said inconclusive about when I took the Dopplers, if there was ever like one of those blood clots in my leg. So both legs are swollen all the time, except the right one's more than the left. And I am afraid, I'll tell you the truth, it'll be, you know, something that's really significant. I got to be careful. But the fact that people are going and having, you know, the vaccination and not getting the proper care,
you know, if they get something, that's very harmful. You got to know what the vaccine is doing, how it's hurting people, is it hurting their hearts? All these questions need to be answered. You know, say you find out.
And you got to know that it's been tested for years and years and years.
That's right. That's right. We talked about that. And it was really difficult to know that these people just were, everybody was just thrown into this. You know, they want a significant flu vaccine, but for the coronavirus. That's how they want to make it. And they want people to depend on it. I think that's wrong, the way they're going about it.
Oh, definitely. Anthony, you still there?
Yes, okay. I am.
Oh, all right. Anything else? We're going to move on.
No, thank you.
Anything else?
Thank you so much for that.
Anything we can do for your uncle, just please let us know, all right?
Yeah, I'll let you know, but I think he'll be fine with the services he has, you know, until, unfortunately,
okay.
God takes him. But he has no choice but to pay that ransom. You're at their mercy, and if you don't kiss their ass, then you're going where they say you go, and that's that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's the way it is. But I just thought I'd share the story.
Thank you, Anthony.
All right, Frank. You're welcome. Take care. Have a good night, Suzanne. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, and you can call in, talk about whatever you want. And our television schedule tonight, I'm sorry, tomorrow night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, all rerun, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. It's 11 o'clock tomorrow night, all right? And Thursday on the Altice, 7:30 is our time. That's Long Island Cable. So check us out. All right, we have any other callers?
We only have Louie and another person listening.
Louie and a listener, right?
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And let's see, tomorrow night is our nursing home show. So join with us. We're going to talk about how the agencies and the government play games with our lives. And we'll tell you all about that tomorrow night.
Yep.
And those games can lead up to being put into a nursing home.
Yes, very much so.
All right, that's tomorrow night, 8 to 9, on live on the inner Sight. All right, let's get Louie on the line. He's going to promote Friday night is our funnies, and Louie is part of that. And
yes, he is.
Thursday, by the way, is our Father's Day show, Thursday night.
Yeah.
Louie.
Oh, here comes Louie.
Louie the Lip.
Hello,
hey, Louie.
Frank.
Hey, on Inner Sight, there he is.
Thanks, AJ.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Louie.
How you doing?
Okay. Frank called me last Tuesday. I didn't know you were out, but I billed it in for Suzanne Togova.
That's nice.
She's doing the show from the hospital room, Louie.
Yeah, I'm in the hospital still.
Yeah, I know. But I had my fun on a Friday night frolics. I had a great blast.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to laugh, Lou. Not Lou. Frank.
Did he like it?
Yeah, big time. I like that. Instead of at home, she went to the hospital.
Yeah, I did. I had to go. This was a very dangerous. If I had gotten it earlier, it probably would have been better. Yeah.
Hey, Frank and Suzanne, I saw Saturday night Connie and Chrissy State Night. I saw it on Saturday on Public Access.
You like that show, huh?
He does, yeah.
Is that your favorite
show? What?
Is that your favorite show on television?
Yeah, I saw it Saturday. They're looking nice and cute.
That's why, Frank. How much Sandria did you have Friday? No.
Say it again,
so
Suzanne.
How much Sandria
did you have? I'm sorry, Frank.
What did they talk about?
Go ahead.
They talk about their
Suzanne,
dates.
Repeat that again.
Do they talk about their dates on the show?
Yup. Yeah, they're talking about the dates, okay, and the female ladies.
Uh-oh.
Do you ever have the dates come on the show, like guys that they went out with or what?
Yeah, and then you got a singing guest on the TV.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, they got somebody singing on there?
Yeah, that'd be
man
good.
Or woman?
I think it's a lady.
Oh. Well, what about the dates now? Did they ever have a guy that they went out with come on the show and you know, talk about him?
Yeah, they gave him a love drop to Connie and Chrissy.
They didn't have, I don't think they have guys on the show, just girls.
Girls sometimes say male.
Sometimes a male. Oh.
What, say that again?
They got the males and then females. They got blue, they got a white shirt, white dresses, and then pink dresses.
They got males on the show, too? Men?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So they must be the dates, I guess, that they go out with, right?
Yeah. I think
they
Connie and Chrissy
them,
never
cooked.
Yeah, I talked to him, and Connie and Chrissy is not a coochie.
Whoa, whoa, didn't Cary Grant do that? Coochie.
Yeah, that's kind of, two ladies trying to tickle me or something.
They tickle you?
Yeah.
Well, they can't tickle you if they're on television.
Yeah.
You're not old.
I go in there for Connie and Chrissy. I got to hide in the bedroom.
I wonder if they ever had a big fight on their show. That's what they should have, a big fight.
No, he ain't going to hurt me. No, he going to beat me up. No.
No, not that kind of a fight. A big yelling fight, you know, like telling the guy, you were a horrible date. I'll never go out with you again. You're no good, you know.
Something like that. Yeah, I know.
Make the show drama, you know. Dramatic, you know.
Yeah,
they're
pretty.
Well, you know, Friday night, we got the funnies. You know that.
Sure, I got the funnies. I'll talk to Connie and Chrissy, and then I'll bring them on the Follicks.
All right. They can come on.
I don't know as much money you make.
Hello? Who's that? Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought someone's on the phone.
I don't know.
Not my mom. Okay.
Oh. All right.
Hello,
so
my name is... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Suzanne. I'm making a turn in on Friday night for the Follicks from 8 to 9 o'clock on the Friday night where I want to fun. And my name is Suzanne. Hello, Larry. This is Suzanne. I want you to listen up. You're going to listen to the Follicks on Friday night from 9 to 10 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio with Inner Sight.
8 to 9. Not 9, 8 to 9, not 9 to 10.
Oh, 8 to 9, I'm sorry, Frank. I don't know. I'm doing the voice of Suzanne.
Oh, all right.
Is that you, is Suzanne, hello?
I think she went on mute. She's not there right now. All right, so 8 to 9, Friday night, Frolics, and, we're going to have a very interesting event. Dean Martin goes to the alcoholic meeting. I don't want to go to no alcoholic meeting. I don't even drink. I try to say I don't drink. So he's.
I'll give it a Frank
he's
Sinatra.
He's gonna go with it. What?
Give it a Frank Sinatra or Jerry Lewis or Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, they're all gonna go. They're gonna tell Dean, you gotta go to the alcoholic meeting, Dean. You've been drinking too much.
Yeah, drinking too much, yes, and drink some orange juice, grapefruit juice, or cranberry juice, and prune juice. Don't forget prune juice.
That's it. Don't drink too much of that. You won't make
prune
it to the
juice.
Bathroom. Yeah.
Oh, you mean prune juice?
Yeah, too much of that, and you won't make it to the bathroom.
No, it
all
doesn't...
Right.
I drink the prune juice, Frank. I never go to the bathroom.
You know?
Yeah, I got to go
all
to
right.
the bathroom and drink the prune juice.
And Louie,
hey, Frank,
Louie's going to give us a little song Friday night. Hey, you remember that song by Glenn Campbell? Rhinestone Cowboy. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good song. You know that song, Lou?
Well, walking all streets alone, and walking to be alone.
Singing the same old song.
La, 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 to take it to Broadway.
Know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway.
It's the dirty sidewalks of Broadway. Hey, Frank, wish I could do a duet with you, Frank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Frank Perino and Louie Rast sings together. Put it on
the
album.
I'd like to do a duet with Connie and Chrissy. That'd be nice. Do they sing too?
No. They're two date ladies.
They don't sing?
Nah, sometimes they do.
I'll teach them how to sing.
Do a vocalist?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Frank, tell Suzanne Tarassi, tell her I'll spoke to her Friday.
All right. Thanks
okay.
for calling in, Lou.
Yeah, you too, Suzanne. You put on pause.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
Anytime. All right. In a sight. And Louis DeLip, and we'll be hearing from him on Friday with the Funnies, where we have a lot of fun. Tune in Friday night, 8 to 9. All right, open mic. I don't know if we still have our engineer. 213-816-1650. If you want to dial in just to listen, or if you want to speak on the air, on the open mic. And I heard, I'm not much for these investment things, you know, stock market and all that, but the fifth day in a row. Fifth day in a row that the stock market has dropped down, declined, you know. Lou, if you're still on the line, hang up your line.
Yep.
Please. Yeah, because we lost our engineer. Okay. The stock market has declined 5 days in a row now. All right.
Hello,
and
Frank.
I heard. Yeah, Lou.
Hello, Frank.
Yeah, you got to hang up your line.
Oh, hold on, Frank.
We have a technical difficulty here. Hang up your line. And, you know, obviously a lot of people are concerned about this, and a lot of business people that were making a lot of money now are having to change their ways because of the economy. And this one company that started this, now you got to forgive me because I'm not familiar with this. I've just heard of it. The coin, how you pay your bills, I guess, on the internet, which to me is ridiculous. You know, because I don't go online. But the guy who started this, I heard, invested $4 billion in this idea of the coin. And now it appears that his business is failing, going down. So, you know, who would put up $4 billion for a ridiculous a business like that? To me, the person who told me this, I said, you know, this guy would have been done a lot better if he used that money to help the disabled, you know, because he would be able to make money and not spend $4 billion. You know, with that kind of money, you could start a whole movement, for instance, to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. And a television program to raise money to make people safe in their own home. See? That's better than putting $4 billion into some coin thing that now appears to be going down the drain. So that's how people think, I guess. I know I certainly wouldn't put $4 billion into a company like that. No way. Better uses for that kind of money. All right, in sight, open mic. For the moment, we don't have an engineer. If you want to talk on the air, call the InterSight number, leave your number, and we'll try to get you back. 631-224-3090 is our InterSight number right here. That's our office number, actually. And this is open mic. Let's see if I can read this clock here. 8:02, I think it is. I got this little clock, and I've got it right up on my left eye, touching the screen. My left eye is touching the screen, literally. And I'm having trouble seeing it. So bear with me, world. I'm trying to get a time check here. All right. 8:50, I think it is, or 9. I don't know. No, it can't be 8:59. I would have got a signal. 8:54, I'm going to say. That's what it looks like. All right, InterSight. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show, and we're planning a news conference coming up in September. We're trying to find a candidate or a politician who will endorse our idea to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, if we had that, couldn't go to nursing homes. See? There's a protection. get rid of the nursing home. Make it so they're not there. We need accessible housing a lot more than we need nursing homes. That's for sure. So the date and time is to be announced, of course, of the news, excuse me, the news conference. We have the support of our local independent living on it. They've even made a donation to InterSight. We thank them for that. And we're going to be meeting with them shortly to try to plan things out. We're going to have stories of people who have been in nursing homes, people who are in nursing homes. I just got an email from a woman. Oh, a minute and a half left. Okay, thank you. Just got an email from a woman who got a waiver from Silo to pay the rent, get out of the nursing home, and because she has bad credit, because she's been in a nursing home for over a year, she got turned down for a couple of apartments. So these nursing homes destroy everything. Thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night on our nursing home show, Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, Inner Sight number. If we missed your call tonight, we apologize. Try again tomorrow night. Thank you very much. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner, inner, inner. Give us more Inner Sight.